Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's April 23, 2012, and this is episode 332. Kind of following on from last week's podcast on my recent visit to the Tsukiji Fish Market, I'm going to step back a few days to the Saturday before that, April 7, when I joined the Sakura Photo Walk in Shinjuku here in Tokyo. This was the first photo walk that I've joined, and I wanted to thank Mark Escara for calling the group together and Takahiro Yamamoto too for leading the group through some of the back streets of Tokyo around to the Metropolitan Building, where and then also finding a great English pub for us to relax in for the evening after that. Today I'm going to show you some of my favorite shots from the day and talk a little about how valuable I found the experience of actually doing a photo walk. This is just my first, but it certainly won't be my last. We were scheduled to start at 1 p.m. at the main gate at the Shinjuku Gyoen Park, but this is a very popular spot for cherry blossom viewing parties or hanami. So when I arrived about 15 minutes early, there was already a queue of over 1,000 people or so at the gate. It turns out that there was a line of security guards checking people's bags for alcoholic beverages, as they aren't allowed in the park. This is kind of weird, as from my experience, most hanami parties include getting totally bladdered under the cherry blossom trees. But I guess they've had problems in the past and now clamped down on this in the park. It took us to around 2 o'clock to actually gather, and I met Mark for the first time, as well as Takahiro, whose work I really like. And that was nice to meet these guys. I was also able to meet a number of other people that I've so far only known from Google+, such as Yuga Kurita, who's actually a carbon-based bipedal life form descended from a cat, and a very nice person too. I also met Masanobu Tanzawa, Andrew Holian, and Jason Thompson, who I'd met online, and Eric Seaholm as well, who we'll see later. And there were lots of other great people that joined, but it'd take too long to mention all of them here, so let's move on for now. The group quickly split up, and people went their own way around the park. I spent most of my time with Jason Thompson and Eric Seaholm, and we bumped into other members of the group as we walked and photographed. Although we were in cherry blossom season, I didn't go to the park expecting to be able to photograph the cherry blossom as the main subject. As we can see in this first photo, shot almost at the end of the day, or at least the time in the park, the trees were beautiful, but because of the crowds, I decided from the start to see what I could capture with regards to how people were enjoying the cherry blossom. This was one of my favorite shots, as we have this Western guy having a good chat with a punk-looking girl with red and pink hair. I opened the aperture wide open to f2.8 for a shallow depth of field, but you can also still see some women to the right that look as though they're laughing at the fashion of the younger girl here. I also like how this photo gives you a sense of just how crowded the park it gets at this time of year. Usually, there's enough space for kids to play with footballs and run around and have fun, but not during hanami time. Also, at the end of the day, as people were getting ready to leave, this group of young men gathered for a group photo being taken from my right, but I couldn't resist snapping my own version as well. Even though this was a photo walk, I still used my Black Rapid double strap, so that I was able to be sort of nicely balanced to avoid getting tired by being pulled to one side or the other, or forwards with a single strap on a camera. The last shot that we looked at was from my 72-200 f2.8 lens that I had on one side, and I was able to quickly switch between that and the 50mm 1.2 lens on the other side, which is what I shot with for most of the time in the park. Again, I shot this wide open f1.2 this time to send the background out of focus. Of course, with that shallow depth of field, the people at the back of the group were also out of focus, but I like the overall look. I'd need to stop down more for a group photo if I was like the official photographer, of course. Although I'd been photographing for a couple of hours at this point, and the company had been great too, I must admit that I started to really have fun from around this point. And as we walked out from the Gyoen Park and across town, the route we took to begin with was not one that was new to me at all. But as a group, I found myself in the kind of mode that I get in during my workshops and photography tours that I hold. And this is one of the things that I wanted to reflect on a little. Remember that all of the images that I'm talking about here are included in the enhanced version of the podcast, so you'll be able to see them on an iPad, your computer, or on an iPhone or whatever. If you're not listening to the enhanced version, then you can also go and view the images on my blog by going to mbp.ac/332. And in this shot that we're about to look at now, I've walked past this little alley many times, and I think I've even photographed it once in the past too, but with the heightened senses I had through being on the walk, and possibly a sense of rivalry, that I had to try to get as many reasonable shots from the day as possible, I found myself raising my camera more than I usually would. Had I been, say, just out in the town doing a bit of shopping. Of course, the fact that they have those cherry blossom decorating the alley made it totally different on this day, and I may well have shot it anyway, but there's no doubt that I was being pushed on by the fact that I was part of a photography group. As I say, we get this on my workshops and tours too. The group feed from each other in a creative sense, either through showing each other what you just shot on the back of the camera, or just from trying to outdo the next guy. But there's an electric air of creativity that I certainly felt with this group. Maybe for me, it's also partly down to my newfound appreciation for street photography that has laid dormant for most of the time that I've spent in Tokyo, and currently starting to grab my attention more and more, as I mentioned last week. Either way, though, I enjoyed it. I felt that I was looking for photos in the city as much as I do in places of natural beauty that I spend so much time outside of the city throughout the year. I've found that recently I've been keeping my camera over my shoulder when walking in the city too, rather than carrying it in a bag, so that I can reach for it and shoot more quickly if something catches my eye, like this guy in the next photograph, standing on a box outside a drugstore touting a sale that they were having on some cosmetics. It's not as though this is the first time I carried my camera over my shoulder in the city, but again, I felt more willing to raise the camera at anything that I found interesting, whereas I might not have in the past if I was just out on a shopping trip. As we walked, I noticed Eric Seeholm doing his thing with his cool little 4/3 camera, and I couldn't resist snapping this shot too. I'd actually just raised my camera when Eric lowered his, but he kindly raised it again for this photo. The shot was okay in colour, but Having chatted with Eric for most of the evening following this, I found this guy to be an artist to his core, expressing himself in many different disciplines, including movie making. So although I rarely mix and match my processing styles, this one just cried out for a bit of film noir look in Silver Effects Pro. Just down from where I photographed Eric, my usual route through the city would have taken me at street level and around the front of the Cocoon building that I've photographed many times in the past. But on this day, Takahiro Yamamoto led us up some stairs to a pedestrian overpass that I'd never used before. This in turn led us around the back of the Cocoon building, so my creative juices got another squeeze as we made our way through the city. As I often do for cityscapes, I reached for my 14mm f2.8 lens and lined this shot up with the walkway above the street level along the bottom of the edge of the frame. And it's difficult to see in the web version, but there are actually two of the young ladies from our group walking along the walkway in the bottom center of the frame. And I composed it so that the top of the Cocoon building that is home to some of Tokyo's top art and fashion colleges isn't clipped at the top either. From this perspective, the ball to the side of the Cocoon takes center stage, of course, but I like this structure too, so it's a welcome addition. A little further down, I had a clear shot upwards of the Cocoon building with three other high-rises looking up at a slightly dramatic sky, helped with a little bit of Silver Effects Pro, of course. These sharp angles on the Cocoon are something that are new to me, and again, that's thanks to the photo walk and to Takahiro for bringing me around the side of the building that I've never experienced or even thought to seek out. And again, just a few feet further on, we descended a spiral staircase at the base of the Cocoon building that just begged for a 14mm perspective. Luckily, the sound of my camera shutter for a couple of previous frames alerted the guy to the left of my presence, and he looked up, making this shot, in my opinion. A little further through town, we reached the Metropolitan Government building, and they open one of their higher floors to visitors with an excellent view out across the city. We got up there just after sunset, and there was still a bit of colour in the sky, which some of the group capitalised on, but I wasn't particularly taken by it, especially as the sunset occurs on the side of the building where there aren't that many tall buildings. I found a spot with a view of the Docomo Tower, and as night fell, I recalled that the 5D now has multiple exposure functionality, so I had a play with that. Here you can see that I shot the first of two frames with the lens way out of focus, and the second frame focused on the Docomo Tower and the other buildings, where, you know, so basically using the average exposure control to mix the images together, this gives you like balls of light spread out through the across the city, which I thought was quite effective. I also shot the second government building from the other side of the observation lounge using the same technique. And though this was quite a cool look, of course, this is one of those looks that you could get tired of, but I reckon it works for these few shots, and I'll probably shoot more as the opportunities arise. Of course, you could do this in Photoshop too with blend modes, but it's much more fun doing it in camera. By the time I'd just about finished shooting this, my friend Ade came over and told me that everyone was heading down, and so with the promise of a beer, I quickly followed him to the queue for the elevator. Before we headed a few more kilometres across town, though, we spent a few minutes outside the building, and the group got some great shots here too. Actually, on that note, you can search for and see lots of shots from the group from this day on Google Plus by searching for #SakuraPhotoWalk Sakura Photo Walk or Sakura Photo Walk 2012. Many people that shot this included the group in their photos, which looked great, but I waited until there were just two and shot this before rushing after them to the pub. Again, shot with my 14mm 2.8 lens, I made use of the in-camera level on the 5D Mark III for this. You can see from the line across the bottom of the photo that it's very slightly off, but it's close enough for me, and probably user error rather than the camera. The rest of the evening was spent at the Hub pub at Opera City. It was great just chatting photography with lots of like-minded people, and I ended up reaching for my camera a number of times through the evening too. This last shot for today is one of my favourites from the Hub, of Jason Arney looking at his phone with the light illuminating his face. 7 pints of Guinness later, and I was on the train home, the last train home, happy and content with the day. As I said, this was my first photo walk, not because I've been avoiding them, but because they just don't happen very much here. And I haven't had enough experience with street photography to call my own walks together, so it just hasn't come together so far. I really did enjoy myself though, and this and the following week's visit to the Tsukiji Fish Market have lit a new flame in me that won't take over my nature work, or my portraiture work for that matter, but I'll hopefully be able to keep the flame burning enough for this kind of photography to augment my enjoyment of my photographic life. As I said earlier, I felt very much like I do when I'm on my workshops and tours, where being around like-minded people helps you feed off of each other's creativity. The difference here, of course, being that this kind of photo walk is generally free, or even if you join a professional with a workshop element, they're not usually very expensive at all, but they can help you grow as a photographer. So if you get a chance to join something similar in your area, jump at the chance. Like me, I don't think you'll regret it. I hope you enjoyed joining me on the Sakura Photo Walk 2012 today. I will put the links to a lot of the people that I mentioned in the blog. I'll embed them in the blog post that I put out with this episode. Again, that's at mbp.ac/332. And I'll also put links to the Sakura Photo Walk searches on Google so that you can click those. Thanks for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Google Plus and Twitter, etc. All links are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.